This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a very, very busy day, and we got a lot to talk about. Local school where I live had a mercury spill. From what we understand, a very small amount. But the school had to be closed down. The kids had to be decontaminated, those that were exposed. Parents couldn't pick up their kids for hours. It went on into the night. And so I think what we need to do is quickly review what a typical response is. And it sounded like the school district, it sounded like the EPA was right on the money. They did exactly what they were supposed to do. But for a lot of us parents, you know, I mean, I remember growing up, you know, my mom would use the thermometer, and thank God it wouldn't be a rectal thermometer, it would be an oral thermometer. She put it in my mouth. I would bite on it, don't ask. I bit on everything, or I would take it and use it as a microphone. I would do that too. And somehow it would get broken, and then it's spilling over. And my mom's like, oh, what did you do? She'd yell at me, you know, I'd kick me out of the house, should clean up, and, you know, the cat would lick it up, and we were all fine. But that's not the way to do it. This mercury could be pretty, pretty scary stuff, pretty, pretty dangerous stuff, so we're going to be talking about that. They found that Zika has been causing the biggest boom in the condom industry, and condom companies may be having trouble keeping up. No pun intended, but that's, yeah. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about atrial fibrillation. We've talked about that, irregular heartbeat. I teach at Toro University, and the medical students are now covering a lot of the cardiac, and so this atrial fibrillation is unfortunately a more common dysrhythmia of the heart and something that, you know, many of us may later face. But not only could it affect the heart and it could, you know, wreak havoc on your vascular system, you know, causing you to have clots, but it could also affect other body parts like the kidneys. So we're going to be talking about that. Next, we're also going to be talking about how healthcare providers, big shock here, are spending more time on the electronic health records. We are spending more time on our computers, doing the record keeping, figuring out how to type. Even those with the type fast, I type what, 85 words a minute. We are spending more time dinking around with that than we are actually with patient interaction time. And we talked about a few months ago how that could accelerate physician burnout. But, I mean, what about patient burnout? How many patients, how many times are you guys talking to your doctor and you're looking at the back of his neck? You're looking at his back. You know, as you guys know, I'm a professor at Toro University, and, you know, I'm teaching students about, and they're very, very good at it, you know, in terms of face-to-face contact, in terms of, you know, good eye contact, you know, touching the patient, you know, showing that you care, showing empathy. How the heck do you do that when you have a computer system and network injected in between you guys? You know, it's very difficult. And, you know, many of us, we don't have a desk in between the patient. You got a very small treatment room. You got the table. You know, it's usually the desk is off to the side. So when I slowly started electronic medical records, I mean, I was trying to turn and type. It was ridiculous. So we got into a big issue because EHR is now, I guess, the thing to have. We also have a case where a doctor is being sued, okay? Because from what I understand, he was still doing paper charts, and an insurance company didn't like his notes. And so insurance companies really, really want us doctors to, actually, I don't know if he's getting sued. I think he's being brought up to the medical board, because insurance companies want doctors to be on this electronic health record system. A lot of patients don't like it. A lot of doctors don't like it. We're going to talk about that. Alcohol dependence. This is very, very interesting. Doctors were able to reverse alcohol dependence. in rats. I don't really know what a drunk mouse looks like, but this is a cool study where they let mice self-administer alcohol. I guess, you know, if the mice wanted to, they could go up to the little, metal thing that allows the drip of the liquid that they want to drink, and they would drink, and then they would get drunk. And they were able to play around with the amygdala. We've talked about the amygdala, right? Everybody knows where their amygdala is. Everybody point to your amygdala. I got a hard to point to, but you know what I'm saying. All right, everybody knows their amygdala, okay? Be on the amygdala. Anyway, they played around with that, and they were able to make these rats forget that they even wanted alcohol. This could have some awesome implications for humans. Let me see. We have the five healthiest Dunkin' Donuts breakfast sandwiches, which is kind of important because there's a Dunkin' Donuts near my studio, and I try not to eat donuts, but you know, I could very easily scarf down an egg sandwich in two bites. September 11th is coming upon us, and there is an observance, a day of observance, and we've known that for many years. There's a September 11th National Day of Service and Remembrance, but many of you don't know who's behind that, and we actually will have him today. We are going to be interviewing David Payne, president and co-founder of 9/11 Day. His co-founder, Jay Winnick, helped organize this. We're going to talk about that. So as you can see, we've got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Doll Show. I've been never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, everybody always talks about the bad and how government screws up and how the media is bad and how, you know, this is bad and this. And you know, I just want to say, because I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, I have got to give a shout out. Nonpartisanly seen people group together and handle things as well as they did. I mean, I also want to commend the firefighters in California. I want to commend the crew in Orlando, multiple crews when it came to the Orlando shootings. But, you know, I don't know if any media is really talking about how people really have their act together. And even though there might have been some confusion with the schools in the school with the particular case that we had with the mercury spill locally, which I'll be talking about a little bit later, it sounds like school district, it sounds like first responders, it sounds like they really have their act together. And it blows your mind that people know exactly what to do and are right on it when it's something as rare and esoteric as like a mercury spill. Again, I don't know what the heck a kid was doing with mercury. Was it a thermometer? We don't know yet. But, you know, every once in a while, we just got to say, you know what? Good job, Clark County School District. Good job, EPA. And good job, first responders, okay? Because that was, and good job with the media. You had Fox 5, News 3, News 8, on 13 on top of it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a
hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, we've created a National Blood Donation Week. September 4th to September 10th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 10th is National Blood Donation Day. Governors in multiple states have declared their state blood donation day to be September 10th, and we are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. See, when a crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And since thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis, blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. So while your governor's office is working on the proclamation, please sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com or follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. Remember, one pint of blood can save three lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free
reputation analysis.
If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, September 11th is coming up, I believe, Sunday, right around the corner. And many of us remember where we were and when the news broke and when we watched it happen. And it's frightening, and I think a lot of us have stories of how we were involved or we knew somebody who died. In my case, we believe I saw one of the terrorists before he flew out to New York in the urgent care when they had visited Las Vegas. And so a lot of us have chills up and down our necks and, you know, in our spine, or the hair on the back of our neck just tightens when we think back as one
one of the most horrific tragedies that occurred on our soil in modern times. I want to introduce you to David Payne. He is the president and co-founder of September 11th Day at 911day.org. David, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us how you started to form this, because for you to be responsible for September 11th, National Day of Service and Remembrance, for you to help put this together, that must have been a big feat.
Well, it was a little like a Jack and the Beanstalk story, really.
Yeah.
I mean, Jay Wenick and I, who co-founded it together, and we were just really trying to find a way to make sure that something good came from that day. And Jay had lost his brother, Glenn, who was a first responder, who died in the collapse of the World Trade Center tower.
Oh.
And together with other family members who lost loved ones, we thought it would be a wonderful tribute and a way to kind of pass on sort of a positive legacy if we all just went out and spent the day doing good deeds and giving blood and doing other important things. And it grew. You know, it's like, like I said, it was like a Jack and the Beanstalk story. We threw the beans out in the backyard and planted these seeds, and the whole country responded. Next thing you know, it's this massive observance, the largest day of service in our history, nation's history. And I think we have over 30 million people that will be serving this weekend.
Oh, amazing. Nick Garrick from the American Red Cross and I have been working together on National Blood Donation Week, and you know, we think back to September 11th and we think back to the people that died and all that happened, and we don't really talk about all the work that went into helping the survivors, which is just is mind-boggling. You know, tell us about that. So, you know, blood had to immediately be donated. Tell us what you had experienced around the initial aftermath.
Well, you know, I know how many New Yorkers in particular rushed to go to donate blood in anticipation that there'd be a lot of victims that would be injured that would need blood donations. And of course, the sad aspect of the tragedy was that most of the people were killed in that terrible event. But people forget how important blood donations are all the time, and
exactly
how essential and urgent it is that people donate blood 365 days out of the year. But I do remember, obviously, that immediate aftermath, and the thing that struck me most about it was the way the country came together, the spirit of unity and togetherness, and how we stopped worrying about our differences, you know, whether we were Democrats or Republicans, or we were black or white, or we were Christian, Muslim, or Jewish. None of that mattered. I think it must have been the magnitude of the tragedy that I think essentially cut all of us to the bone and revealed fundamentally the fact that we're just people. And I wish we could, I hope this 9/11, I wish we could remember that feeling and realize how much we all have in common. And do good deeds to help bring us together. Yeah.
You know, I mean, you talked about, you know, silver lining. You know, whenever there's a horrible tragedy such as this, you know, it's in our human nature to try to take a horrible situation and either learn from it or to try to bring out some good. And with the country being as fragmented as it is, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, one shining light would be, you know, us unifying on this. I mean, because we are Americans, and that's, you know, that's who we are. For you took your efforts all the way to Congress. How did that come about? How were you able to convince? I actually want to work with Congress on proclaiming National Blood Donation Week. So teach me what I need to do.
Well, it's a funny story because, you know, right after the tragedy, I think a year or so afterwards, I would say right after, but pretty soon, Jay and I and a lot of family members, we went down to Washington, and you know, we started meeting with members of Congress, and we ran into a good friend of ours, a gentleman named Fred Dombo, who was a lobbyist, and we told him what we wanted to do, and we said, you know, it ought to be a no-brainer, the idea of making 9/11 a day of charitable service. And he said, you know, you're in Washington. There's no such thing as a no-brainer. And he was right. It took us till 2009. You know, to get it done, and it was a lot of hard work, a lot of walking the hallways, going back and forth from building to building to ultimately win the support that we now have on a bipartisan level for this idea.
That's amazing. And you know, with National Blood Donation Week, you know, there was some hesitation by some, some parties saying, well, you know, we don't want to step on September 11th. You know, we're going to have Blood Donation Week end before September 11th. But some of us thought, you know, even including it, I mean, a day of service and remembrance. Not only are we remembering, but we're serving. And so, you know, maybe next year we flow it within the September 11th, because this is, It just reminds us that, you know, a lot of us, we don't have money, you know, and extra money to donate. But, you know, donating blood is free. And it, you know, and it's, yeah. You have a nonprofit.
Yeah, I was saying I actually love the idea that a blood donation week type of a campaign would either kick off or end on 9/11. And I think it's important that 9/11 be part of it. And the reason I feel that way is because when 9/11 comes around, people in the country are looking for things to do. They want to find a way to give back and pay tribute. So it's not stepping on 9/11 at all when charities and organizations integrate 9/11 into their requests. It's what the American public wants, and it's what the 9/11 families want. So I would encourage everyone, you know, listening, if they run a nonprofit, that 9/11 is a great time to ask for donations, to ask for help, because the country is looking for those opportunities right now.
Exactly. You know, we were talking about last week how the cancer cases are rising from first responders or survivors who were obviously affected around the location of September 11th, and I'm not really aware of many organizations that collect and I mean, are you aware? Does My Good Deed you know work with those victims as well?
Well, there are some great groups that do work with the first responders and survivors and others who are oftentimes a forgotten community of victims.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sadly, people who bravely and without concern for their own well-being came down to Ground Zero and worked in the toxic air and soot and dust to try to save other people. You know, many of those individuals, as you mentioned, have gone on to develop very serious life-threatening illnesses, and many have died and continue to suffer and die from them. And, you know, it was fortunate that Congress passed legislation to provide medical compensation for those individuals. But we need to recognize and remember that this group of people, these first responders and these survivors, continue to need our help, and so do their families.
Exactly.
9/11 was a tragedy that didn't end on September 11th. It carries forth for generations to come, affecting families and children. So I'm glad that you raised the point. I will say that one of the great groups that's out there that works in this space is called the Feel Good Foundation. They have worked tirelessly.
Yes, yes, yes.
The needs of these first responders. Yeah.
You know, David, we're coming up on the end. How can people find 911day.org? Well, 911day.org, and how can they help?
Well, I tell you just said it. It's go to our website, 911day.org. It's a great website. There's so many wonderful things on there. We have toolkits and resources for parents and for teachers. This is really important because a quarter of the country right now is under the age of 21. These children have little or no memories of 9/11, and it's
so
important
true.
For all of us who are older, who live through it. To talk to them about what happened on that day, but also talk to them not just about the tragedy, but the way the country came together.
Mm-hmm.
And so on our site, there's some great resources and toolkits there for that.
Dave, sorry we ran out of time, but thank you so, so much. Good luck with your efforts, and let me help you any way we can, okay? Thank you, David. Thank you.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Big non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a lot of us want to eat on the run. It's very, very interesting, okay, with food and calories. And we've talked about this, where it just blows our mind. Many of us are gaining weight, and we don't know why. We look at our calories, we keep our calories down, maybe less than 1,500, maybe less than 1,200. And then when you look at the type of calories, you realize, wait a second, I can have 2,000 calories in vegetables and not gain weight and lose weight. But if I have 1,200 calories in the form of carbs,
I gain weight. So when I hear people say, you want to know what the breakfast sandwiches are not bad, because think about it. Okay? If you have on your plate egg, if you have some milk or a slice of cheese, if you have an English muffin, okay, you know, then, or maybe wheat muffin, okay, you're pretty much eating the same thing that's in a breakfast sandwich. It doesn't add up, okay? You can't use regular math. You can't use regular science. When you eat a breakfast sandwich, for some reason, you're going to gain weight as opposed to you split it up, not adding extra butter, preservatives, doing it home cooked. It's different. It just is, okay? Well, Fox News is reporting, which is very, very interesting, that of the 26 different breakfast sandwiches, okay, and we'll tell you which ones are the quote-unquote unhealthiest, we have a list of the five healthiest. So first they're saying here the unhealthiest breakfast sandwiches are sausage, egg, and cheese on a croissant. That is 650 calories, okay? But there's some other options under 300 calories. One is their bacon, egg, and cheese on an English muffin. Calories are only 290 calories. Fat is 10 grams. Sodium is 700 milligrams, which to me seems a little bit high, but still. If you take the egg white turkey sausage flatbread, that's only 280 calories, they're saying. This is Dunkin' Donuts. Fat is 8 grams. Sodium is 770 milligrams. Somebody said, why would you go to Dunkin' Donuts and not eat a donut? Yeah, I, you know, they got breakfast sandwiches. Apparently, I'm not a coffee drinker, but people are saying Dunkin' Donuts coffee is like supposed to be the best. I had no idea. Egg white veggie flatbread. So egg white veggie flatbread apparently has 280 calories, 10 grams of fat, sodium 690 milligrams. If you are eating an egg white veggie flatbread, this is what blows my mind. Somebody that health conscious that eats egg whites and likes veggies and tries to eat vegetarian, they really don't usually go to a Dunkin' Donuts. I don't get how they have a market for that, but I gotta kudos to Dunkin' Donuts for having that option. Next, they have a ham, egg, and cheese on an English muffin. Calories are 280. I don't know. I need to look up what a egg McMuffin is. Because 280 calories for ham, egg, and cheese on an English muffin, that's almost like an egg McMuffin. Fat is 8 grams. Sodium is 770 milligrams. And then you have egg and cheese on an English muffin. Calories is 240 milligrams. Fat, 7 grams. Sodium, 490 milligrams. So it looks like the take-home is croissants, the buttery croissants, are probably a lot more caloric than the English muffins or a veggie or turkey sausage flatbread. Who knew? So hopefully that helps. All the power to you. All right. Brown University campus has now stocked free tampons and maxi pads. Okay, I already see a problem with this. Okay, for those of us that don't want to spend money, I would be stocking up. So I would probably bring a suitcase in there and then take a whole bunch to last for the next couple days. But they say, as of yesterday, free tampons and pads will be available in a variety of non-residential restrooms at Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island. Students can find the items in men's, women's, and gender-inclusive bathrooms of all campus buildings, including dormitories, according to the school student government. Yes, the men's room. There's going to be tampons and maxi pads in the men's room. Now, my concern, if I was a school administrator on that, would be, are the guys going to take off the adhesive and then, you know, slap them onto the mirror and then write things on them and then, you know, play around like a, Wheel of Fortune with the letters. It's a college, okay? College students act worse than kindergartners. So, I mean, I'm glad they're in the men's room, just in case you do have, you know, somebody who's there that is menstruating. I think that's very, very nice. But I could just see some definite loss in profit having those things stuck around. What I used to do in the bathrooms, me and my friends, we would take toilet paper, wet it, and then slam it up on the ceiling. And then as it dried, it would drop. So I remember a teacher walked in, and I guess it didn't get a good adhesive hold onto the ceiling, and it fell right in front of her, and oh, she was mad. Now, we got in trouble for throwing toilet paper up, and what really, really stunk is we had the toilet paper that were those little squares. You know how they, you know, rather than a toilet paper roll, you had to take one little piece of paper. It had a little flap to it, and it's like, this is like so non-absorbent. It was like tissue paper, and so you had to get a whole bunch, and in order to, you know, really throw wet toilet paper up on the ceiling of the bathroom, you had to really get a good wad of it, and it would take too long. The toilet paper roll would have been so much more fun. But anyway, let's go back to the tampons and maxi pads. According to Viet Nguyen, the UCS president, the Undergraduate Council of Students, and a senior at Brown University, he says these products are not luxuries. They are necessities and should be treated as such. He told the Huffington Post that in an effort to make the initiative more inclusive, it's essential to have the products in more than just women's bathrooms. He said he wanted people to recognize that the issue affects trans students as well, and that menstruation is experienced by more than just those who identify as women, and that not all people who identify as women menstruate. By the way, here's something that nobody really talks about, skid marks, okay? You have people that, let's say, suffer from hemorrhoids, or they have diarrhea, or they have something wrong, okay? And they can't, unfortunately, clean themselves to the degree that they want to. And so sometimes they leave themselves unclean, which could unfortunately cause more problems. I've heard of men using maxi pads to prevent soiling their underwear. So, and that would be a medical issue. And so I'm really for maxi pads being in the men's room. I think that's cool. They say periods aren't cheap. They say the single person could end up shelling out an estimated $18,000 on menstruation-related purchases, from tampons to pain medication over a lifetime. Over a lifetime, I spend $18,000 a week on my periods. This initiative could help alleviate some of these costs, according to Nguyen, who told Newsweek that the student-run undergraduate finance board is funding the project, allowing students to access free pads and tampons in 30 to 40 campus bathrooms during this current school year. Remember in the olden days, you would hide it. You would never want anybody to know you were having your period or whatever. Now it's just like, you know, which bathroom has the tampons? I got to go there. It's so interesting. We used to not tell people if we dyed our hair. You know, now all we do is dye our hair. We dye our hair in front of everybody. We YouTube it. So, every week the student government will restock these products. The UCS is in talks with the administration and hopes university staff will pick up the responsibility of stocking the bathrooms. I'm going to tell you right now, this is only going to last a week. They're going to find that that they're always going to be empty. The student group is also working with the school's administration to get sanitary disposal bins in men's restrooms. Now, yeah, this is another thing that's very, very interesting. You know, having run a medical office for 16 years, if you have anything that has blood on it, it has to be in biohazard. And biohazard bags and pickup is expensive. And so, you know, I've never understood how do non-medical offices handle blood soiled products. They don't. It seems like they just go in the regular garbage like they do. Yet if somebody has a nosebleed or has an issue with the period in a medical office, that has to be biohazard. It's very, very interesting. I don't understand. Or if they're in the bathroom and it gets thrown away without the doctor knowing, I mean, like anything else gets thrown away in a bathroom, why are medical offices not using biohazards? I don't know. But that would be another thought. So, well, we'll see how it goes. But $18,000 a year, wow. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, we've created a National Blood Donation Week. September 4th to September 10th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 10th is National Blood Donation Day. Governors in multiple states have declared their state blood donation day to be September 10th, and we are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. See, when a crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And since thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis, blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. So while your governor's office is working on the proclamation, please sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com or follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. Remember, one pint of blood could save three lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we had a hazmat situation when officials had to lock down a school called a soft lockdown because of a mercury spill. This happened yesterday. Students were not allowed to leave or enter the building and basically were finally able to go home today at about 4:45 in the morning. Las Vegas Fire and Rescue reported the hazmat situation around 11:40 a.m. at Walter Johnson Junior High at 7701 Ducharme Avenue. At least six or seven students were possibly exposed. So classes were canceled today to clean up after the mercury contamination. Now, this letter was sent out to the parents, so you can just imagine the parents freaking out. The Environmental Protection Agency is continuing the process of screening students and has provided additional screening resources. School staff and first responders continue to work with the EPA on site. Students are being allowed to eat. Thank you for your patience. We know this has been a challenging day, and we are thankful for the cooperation of our students, staff, first responders, and our community. Then they said at about 8 o'clock at night that students were slowly starting to be dismissed from the middle school. They did apologize for the slow process. School staff was working closely with the EPA on site to follow their procedure and ensure student and staff safety. They did understand the frustration of the parents. There were police on site. And, you know, they just kept sending reports. School being canceled is an absolute appropriate response to something like this. Let me just tell you what happens if mercury spills out of school, and we're still not being told what exactly the mercury was, but this isn't the first time this has happened at schools. Somebody may bring in a thermometer, a little mercury thermometer, which, you know, we used to play with as kids and bite and spill and whatever, and, you know, our parents would yell at us, and we ended up being fine, but mercury could be very, very deadly, very, very scary. And really quickly here, so mercury, even though it's in our food, it's in the water, air, soil, we don't want a lot of it. We don't want the cumulative addition of it. We don't want high concentrations of it. If somebody is pregnant, these high concentrations of mercury could hurt the fetus, could cause severe birth defects and neurological development issues. If it's a young child or an infant, they could have trouble eating, feeding, also have neurological issues. When a child, like in a middle school setting, gets exposed, a minimal exposure, we sometimes worry about agitation, mood disorders, chronic exposure would be attention deficit, but back to acute exposure, they could have coughing, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, itchy eyes, itchy skin. But it's more common to breathe it in than to get sick from touching it, but you could still get exposed either way. More severe mercury intoxication could definitely wreak havoc on kidneys, the gastrointestinal system, the neurological system. So it is nothing to mess around with. You know, I was asked by the various news outlets, you know, how much mercury is enough to hurt you. The EPA and the OSHA has guidelines, and basically they recommend as little as possible. And there's tables showing how little they want you exposed to, but we don't know how much somebody is exposed to at any particular time. A mercury thermometer, you know, still has a very, very high amount that could be toxic to you. So, got to remember that mercury is heavier than air. So it'll usually float down to the ground. So a big mistake some people make is they start to vacuum up the mercury. You don't want to do that. If you start vacuuming it up and sweeping it up, etc., you start to bring it into the air, and then you start to breathe it in. So lung inhalation is the most common form of somebody becoming more acutely toxic because of the mercury. So what happens when there's a mercury spill at a school? Okay, well, what I see here from ATSDR from the CDC says you got to clear out the room. You got to get everybody away from the spill, especially children and pregnant women. Leave anything that has mercury on it, like clothes and the shoes, in the spill area, which means you're going to have to disrobe. If you have mercury on you, you have got to take off your clothes. Make sure everyone walks around the mercury when leaving the room. This will prevent mercury from spreading around the school. You got to close off the room. You got to quarantine it. You got to close doors to other parts of the school. You got to turn off the central air conditioning and the heating systems. You want to close all air vents in the room if you can. You have to air out the room. So you got to open windows and doors to the outside. You got to use fans to blow the mercury vapors outside. Make sure nobody isn't standing outside breathing this in. Turn off any fans that do not blow the air outside. Again, never use a vacuum or a broom in the spill area because that's going to bring the mercury into tiny droplets that could get back up into the air. If you have a large spill, you got to get the EPA involved. You got to get the health department right away. Usually, even with a small spill, we'll still tell you to call local National Response Center. They say if more than 1 pound of mercury is spilled, you got to call the National Response Center. But get this, 1 pound of mercury could be 2 tablespoons. It's a heavy metal. So 2 tablespoons, that could be a lot. They have a 24-hour answer line, the National Response Center at 1-800-424-8802. So for small spills, let's say you dropped a thermometer, okay, or a light bulb broke, okay? Again, you want to be careful, but what they recommend you do is get some zipper top plastic bags, trash bags, rubber or latex gloves, paper towels, cardboard paper, an eyedropper, duct tape, and or shaving cream, flashlight, even powdered sulfur if you have it. I don't have that. So they say put on the pair of rubber and latex gloves, put any pieces of broken glass on a paper towel, fold the paper towel to prevent the glass from spilling out, and put it in a zipper top bag. Use the cardboard to roll up the drops of the mercury onto a piece of paper. You can use the eyedropper to collect the drops. Squeeze the mercury out of the eyedropper and onto a damp paper towel. I would not recommend any of this. I would probably say just get poison control involved and the EPA. They said put the paper towel, paper eyedropper, anything else that touches mercury into a zipper top bag and zip it shut. Because I remember my parents just wiping it up, saying you guys are idiots. Clean up the small mercury drops that you can't see. That's what they said. Pat the area where the mercury spilled with duct tape. You could also put shaving cream on top of it, a small paintbrush, and gently blot the affected area to pick up the small mercury drops. Put the tape into a zipper top bag. Look how involved this is. Powdered sulfur could also, I guess, clean up the mercury. I don't want you guys breathing in the sulfur. So when it happens at the school, you got to turn off the lights. You hold the flashlight at a low angle close to the floor so you can look for the drops. And the mercury may stick to surfaces. These kids, they could not go home with their shoes, those that got it on their shoes or their backpacks. So what you have to do is you got to put everything in a bag that's labeled mercury, seal it, contact the health department. If mercury spilled on the carpet, you got to remove it from the floor. You got to put it in a trash bag, seal it shut. Put the trash bag in another trash bag, seal that one shut. And then you got to put the bag outside the school and make sure a kid doesn't take it. They say clothes, shoes, backpacks, books, or other items that might have touched mercury have to be put into trash bags. If you or anyone else is still wearing clothes or shoes that might have mercury on them, you could unfortunately track that home. You got to still keep air flowing in the area where the mercury spilled. You got to open up the windows, etc. And then you usually hire a professional to check the mercury levels in your school, like the health department, etc. So yeah, so there were some cases where in schools where some of the kids brought it home. If they had it on their shoe, etc., and they took it home, now they could unfortunately expose other people in the house. So what we usually tell parents to do is watch for side effects like the agitation, the headache, the insomnia, the mood issues, the coughing, the nausea, diarrhea, etc. And if they are having any symptoms, bring them to the doctor immediately. The doctor could do a urine test. The doctor could do a blood test and evaluate them. Luckily, mercury leaves the blood system very quickly. Okay, so that's a good sign. But it could still take at least a good day or two to clean up a school. So even though most schools close down for a day, I wouldn't be surprised if a particular school would be closed down for longer. They had one school up in Gardnerville, Nevada that had to be closed down for 4 days. They say the cleanup costs exceeded over $100,000. There was another one where the grandmother had, I guess, the kid had played with some mercury in Las Vegas. The grandmother swept it out. Cleanup costs and ICU costs, etc., it reached well into the hundreds of thousands of dollars. So be very, very careful with that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Rebel.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.